A family is invited to spend the whole weekend in a lonely home in the countryside, but as the weekend progresses, they realize that a dark side lies within the family who invited them. That is the short synopsis of Speak No Evil, a 2024 film that was released in September 2024 and runs for an hour and 50 minutes. It stars James McAvoy, Patty, Mackenzie Davis as Louise Dalton, Scoot McNairy as Ben Dalton, and Dan Ho as Ant, the little boy in the film. I recognize two of the people from the film from Halt and Catch Fire, Mackenzie Davis and Scoot McNairy. They were very good in that series, and I thought it was interesting that they were both cast in this role, and I was interested to see this. Of course, the main draw for the film was James McAvoy. One of the things that drew me to the film also was the beautiful cinematography where they were. It was just gorgeous. On the IMDb trivia page, it does state that most of the movie was filmed in Gloucester, in the UK, and 1 week of filming in Croatia, but it was really just beautiful, and I think they were trying to pass it off as Italy at the beginning of the movie. This is a remake of a 2022 story with the same name, which I have not seen yet. It's a Danish version of the movie. The film had a budget of $15 million, and so far, worldwide, after 1 week, it has grossed $26.7 million. Now I want to go into the plot of the film. The couple, Louise and Ben, and their daughter, they are having a vacation, supposedly in Italy, and then they sort of meet this other family with a little boy and James McAvoy, and they didn't think much of it. There was a few interactions, and there were some things, I think, that mimic the first movie, and then they went back home, but then they end up getting this postcard from the family. They said, hey, you should come out. It's really beautiful out here, and you guys should come out. I think he had mentioned that also when they had lunch together, and so they decided to take them up on their offer, and they packed their things up and they booked a flight to go back out and stay with this family. And it turns out over the course, you see it in the previews where James McAvoy looks a little crazy. So he has that skill that not many actors can pull off, but he does it so well where you want to trust him, but he has that little crazy kind of twitchy look. Anyhow, there was a few scenes in the movie where you just wanted the visiting family, played by Scoot McNairy, you wanted him to just man up and say some things at certain times or take some action, and he was so wimpy that he never would. In fact, his wife, Louise, she was the one who's like, oh no, this isn't right, we're getting the heck out of here, this guy is strange. Now, as the film progressed, you find out that Ant probably had his tongue either cut out. That's what he showed on the preview. He makes the scissors with his fingers going across his face, indicating that his tongue was cut out. Whereas Patty told the family that he had a congenital birth defect, and that's why he couldn't communicate or couldn't speak. As things evolve when they were trying to get away, and at this point, I'm going to move into spoiler territory. You really had to suspend your disbelief at a couple of key moments in the movie. There was a scene where the daughter cuts her inner thigh to simulate like she was having her first period in order to get him out of a tough situation. I just don't think that girl was, wait, no kid would do that. And I thought that was a dumb idea that they put in the movie. And then there was another scene with the same daughter at the end of the movie where she uses one of those syringes to stab James McAvoy with his own medication or sedative that he was going to use on them. No way that this girl would have had the foresight and the courage to actually do that. Kids, adults think that way, but kids don't. Those were my two kind of misgivings. I thought they were missteps, if you will, but this whole film was a slow burn thriller. You just wanted to know what was going to happen. It's billed as a psychological drama, also, or a psychological horror thriller. I wouldn't really call it a horror film. There were some scary points, but there wasn't anything that was like jump scare, kind of like other horror movies. But it had that build up, that drama. You wanted to know what was going to happen. For some people, it probably moved too slow, but for me, I enjoyed the ride. And then one final spoiler I'm going to go into was what happened to the fate of James McAvoy at the end. The little boy picks up a rock when he was injured. The boy picks up a little rock, a boulder, and he beats him over the face and kills him while screaming. And the other family just sat there and watched him do that, and then they ended up taking him and going on their merry way. I know the kid was abused. He had his tongue cut out by the man, but I don't know. Maybe the kid would have been angry enough to do that, but I don't think the family would have let him continuously bash this guy's brains in and just continuously over and over without trying to stop. Say, hey, that's enough. After one or two, like, no, stop. They would have stopped him before he even probably made the first swing, because he was incapacitated, I believe, at that point. I mean, those were the kind of the three spoilers I didn't think was realistic or whatever, but I'm really nitpicking. I also didn't see the original one. Not sure how it played out. But anyhow, I really enjoyed Speak No Evil. I went on opening night, got myself the poster, and the poster I got was one with the little boy screaming. I think that poster was misleading because the boy was not the monster. They made the boy out to be the monster in that one, and I think I would have preferred a different poster for when they were giving them out. Like I said, I enjoyed Speak No Evil. I really thought it was a fun ride, and I give it 5 stars.